Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, welcome back to the Card Show.
I can be your lucky pick.
Chris Stapleton tickets. We'll take the first caller right now. 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Chris Stapleton and the All-American Road Show at Northwell Jones Beach Theater on August 26th, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets go on sale Friday this week, January 16th. It's the Card Show. Let me just clean one thing up for you Jet fans that are excited that Dante Moore is not going to be in the NFL draft as I am. I made a comment about Alabama quarterback Ty Simpson that he had originally declared for the draft, and I saw somewhere this morning, and this is my mistake, I own it, that he had undeclared for the draft because Miami had offered him $6.5 million for next year to be their starting quarterback, replacing Carson Beck. Miami confirmed that offer.
Okay.
$6.5 million for Ty Simpson to be their starting quarterback. Tennessee offered him $4 million, and Ole Miss offered him somewhere in between the Tennessee offer and the Miami offer, okay?
Okay.
Now, just for comparison's sake, and as you know, comparison is the thief of joy, Carson Beck made $4 million this year for Miami, and he got him in a championship game, so for them, money well spent, right? Ty Simpson has not undeclared. Ty Simpson is going pro.
Mm-hmm.
So Ty Simpson, on most draft boards, now that Dante Moore is staying in Oregon, is now thought of as the best quarterback in this draft, and it looks like he might be the only quarterback that's worthy of a first-round grade.
Yeah,
doesn't mean he'll be the only quarterback taken in the first round, but I want to clear that up. That's my mistake.
Yep,
I apologize. I like to correct mistakes when I make them. I make them every now and then, not frequently, but Ty Simpson is indeed going pro. Now, if I'm Ty Simpson and I have a chance to be maybe the only first-round quarterback taken, meaning what, 40, 50 million bucks? Hard to say no to that. But if I can make $6.5 million and be the Miami Hurricanes starting quarterback for 1 year, I think I'm doing that. I think I'm doing that.
With a really good head coach. So much.
I know. That's it. Look, if you have $50 million over here,
right,
guaranteed, and only $6.5 million over there, obviously $50 million is a better deal.
Mm-hmm.
But theoretically, you'd get that next year, unless you think all the other quarterbacks coming out are as good or better than you, that you're not going to be the first quarterback taken. Then you take the money now while you can get it.
Right.
That makes sense as we talk about it. Right?
I mean, that's the thought process. The thought process.
So Ty Simpson could be the Jet quarterback.
Where am I? Absolutely could.
Sure.
Absolutely. I would just revise what I said. I'm getting either him or Chambliss in the draft somewhere.
And he'll be graded higher than Chambliss just because Chambliss has only had, what, 10 games at the Division I level.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he looked great and showed that he's a gamer. But as a fair comment, like, he was a D2 quarterback prior to this year, right?
Yep.
Not that that's held against him, but that's the reality.
It's tool set. at this point, right?
Yeah.
That's how so many of these teams view their draft board and view quarterbacks. But I would just tell you, if the Jets love a quarterback, if they love him, I'm drafting him second. I'm not messing around. Now, I don't know if they're going to love him or not. But if they believe in a quarterback at all, you draft him second.
So Ty Simpson's going to be a Jet.
If that's what I would do. Or I would make sure I get one of those two guys. I would trade back into the first round and make sure I get one of those two and bring in a bridge quarterback. But I am not leaving this draft. I'm not leaving the first two rounds without a quarterback.
Here's Andrew in Piscataway. Andrew, how are you?
Hey, Craig. I know I'm a little late with your congratulations.
Okay.
I called one day to get through. So I want to say I'm glad you're on the air.
Thanks.
I got a few things I'd like to talk about,
sure,
if you don't mind.
What do you
after
got?
After I survived triple hit non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Wow.
A couple years ago.
Okay.
Well,
congratulations.
You were on vacation and I was on vacation. I would have traded places with you any day.
Now, trust me, I hear you. And you're a survivor, and I'm glad that you're still here. What do you got?
We beat that bitch. Anyway.
Congratulations. I lost my father to the same things.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
All these players that go for the money, I mean, I don't know. Is New York toxic? Shaquan goes to Philadelphia, wins a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers goes to Pittsburgh, almost gets in the playoffs a little bit. But he got old that day. And Alonzo, I kind of liked him, but then he goes to Baltimore for the money.
Yeah, I don't think New York is toxic. And I'm happy for you, Andrew, in your recovery and beating cancer. Good for you, and glad to have you here still. I don't buy that New York is toxic. I think we just have to be living in a time where New York sports is not number one. You know, we're not. And, you know, we do this thing. It's kind of like a rite of passage in New York sports talk radio, where right around your January 10th or 15th, every show at some level does some version of which local team has the best shot of winning the next championship. And it's kind of lazy, but we all do it, right, because we have so many teams here. And for the first time in a long time, the Knicks is the answer.
Yeah.
Obviously, just based chronologically when their season ends. Number two is still going to be the New York Yankees. I think we'd all agree on that. Mm-hmm. But the reality, and I said this, I think, on our very first show, is that even though we view New York as the greatest sports town in America, we haven't been for a very long time. And that's just a sad reality. I don't think we're toxic. I think that we've just done collectively, whether it's the owners, the general managers, the managers or coaches, the players, we are just in a rut. Like, this is the worst run of football we've had in the history of the sport,
mm-hmm,
with the Jets and the Giants. If you go back, I think I saw the stat to 2012. It might be 13, so, you know, don't hold me accountable on that. From 2000, let's just say 13. It's an easier point to make. From 2013 through 2025, NFL overall record in that 12-year time span, either the Jets or the Giants have the cumulatively worst record. And it goes back and forth. There's nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Panthers, not the Jaguars, not the Texans, not the Titans.
Not the
Over
Browns.
A 12-year span, either the Jets or the Giants, nobody else has the worst cumulative record in a 12-year span. That has never happened in the history of football in New York. Period. Stop.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not a hockey guy. You could speak more eloquently about that. You know, so I don't know how good or bad hockey's been.
Mm-hmm.
I know no one's had a trophy here in a long time,
yeah,
since 94, unless the Devils won one that I didn't care
they
about.
They've won more recently.
They're still playing hockey?
They're still playing hockey.
All right, so the Devils,
after a great start, they have a disappointing
season. All right, so whatever. The Devils, that is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'll leave that to Keith McPherson and Frank the Tank. They can tell me about Devils hockey. All good. Right, baseball, we know that story all too well. 2009, right?
Yep.
It has been arguably the worst two decades of professional sports in the history of this great city of ours.
It certainly has been.
Yeah.
It's the Giants, 2011. That's the last time any of the four major sporting teams won a championship.
Which is now 14 years, and we have more teams than any city on the planet.
Yep.
And we haven't had a single title in 14 years. That's effed up.
It is. It's terrible.
Right.
It's hard to fathom.
But I don't think it's toxic. It's just bad playing.
Yeah.
And
mistakes.
Yeah.
And bad hires.
Yeah. And cheating in Houston.
And cheating.
I'll give you that. Cheating in Houston.
All right, thanks, Brian Cashman. Yeah, I appreciate it.
And
that.
Aaron Judge dropping a fly ball in game five.
We don't talk about that.
Oh, no,
here.
I'm so sorry. I apologize.
We don't talk about that.
I didn't
here.
Know the rules.
Well, those are the rules.
Okay, let me write that one down. Is that rule number one?
Rule number one.
Rule number one.
2004 World Series game five, fifth inning. We do not discuss it.
24, not 2000.
What'd I say?
You said 2004.
I'm sorry, 2024.
I got you, 2024.
24 World Series against
That's
the Dodgers.
Rule number one.
Game five. World Series.
Here's a lazy low fly ball to center. Judge has it. He's got a beat on it. No problem. Oh, my God. He dropped it. Oh, that sucked. That took the wind right out of your sails, boy. Mine too is a Yankee fan. I was distraught over that one, boy. Oh, yeah.
You have no idea
I
what
lost
I was.
Sleep on that one.
You have no idea.
Were you at the game?
No. I was in my living room.
Alone?
No.
Tape delay?
I wish I were alone. My wife wouldn't have to see that.
Father-in-law?
Just me and my wife. I practically ripped my shirt off like Hulk Hogan style. I was so mad.
Wait, the drop at the moment?
Yeah.
Or no, just once they lost?
I think it was the double that ended up tying the game. Like,
got
once
it.
They blew the lead, could not believe it.
That's
could not
awesome.
Believe that inning happened.
Yeah, well, you and everybody else watching. Yeah. Yeah.
And then,
was that the game that I was at when they put me on camera on Fox?
I don't remember. Maybe,
I think
yeah.
That might have been because that was game five.
Yeah. Were you there with Fat Joe?
Was I there? No, I was home. I watched the Fat Joe game at home.
And then you weren't there.
And I love Fat Joe. I was not there. That's Fat Joe, right?
Yeah.
I blame Fat Joe.
We all did.
Yeah, everyone did.
It was an easy
like
target.
The Dodgers bust out Ice Cube with one of the greatest rap songs of all time.
Yeah, yeah.
And Fat Joe out there, and we had no idea what the hell he was singing.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It was bad.
Yeah. Hey, our new producer, can you do me a favor? Book Fat Joe on the show for next week. Tell him I got to talk to about the Yankees. All right? He's a fan of the station, so that should be easy for you to do.
That was a nightmare. Did you hear when Jerry Seinfeld called me?
I heard
to relive that?
I heard a tape of it. I didn't hear it live, but you must have replayed it or someone played it.
Yeah, probably.
So I heard a tape
of it. Yeah. We were talking about the I was talking about the Emirates Cup thing and how the courts are just, I can't watch them.
Yeah, it's hard to look at some of them.
And it reminded me of a Jerry Seinfeld episode with the Kenny Rogers lights from the restaurant.
Yes, the neon lights from the chicken.
Right, so me and Vincent Von Vincent were arguing about it because he was knocking Seinfeld, and Jerry called in.
Nice.
And we were talking, having a nice conversation. Out of nowhere, he goes, "You're a Yankee fan?" I'm like, "Yeah." He goes, "Tell me about the fifth inning." I just tell
Beautiful.
Me what that was like.
Well played,
I was
Jerry.
Like, oh, my God.
I've not spoken to Jerry in a while. He and I had a falling out.
I know, I've heard. Well, I hope it's okay. I took his call.
No, of course. By the way, even though we had a falling out, I still love Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
He had a falling out because he told me I didn't know how to be a celebrity and be friends with celebrities.
Yeah.
And it was a weird thing. Then I got him a bottle of Johnny Walker Blue engraved. And he was like, "Why would you ever send me that?" I'm like, "I don't know, because it's thoughtful."
Yeah.
Yeah, so we had a falling out.
Yeah.
He said I should have sent him bagels and lox instead. I'm like, "I didn't know. I thought whiskey, everybody likes whiskey."
I don't know, but he loved drinking my tears last year.
I'm sure
year.
He did.
Yes, he
I
did.
I still have great respect and love Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Jerry used to send me in the mail. It's one of the great things I've ever received. He sent me old CDs of Abbott and Costello bits.
Really?
Yeah. And he said, you know, from one master of the craft to another.
Wow.
It was awesome that he sent it because he liked like the way I handle phone calls and that kind of stuff.
Right, right.
But my ringtone for a year, Steve Summers once said to Jerry Seinfeld on the air, as one of the great comics of all time, who do you find funny? Which is a great question.
Yeah.
Right? And Jerry Seinfeld said, Craig Carton.
Yeah.
And that was my ringtone for a year. And then he told me I didn't know how to be friends with celebrities because he was performing at Foxwoods.
Right.
And I went up with like four other couples, or three other couples, there's eight of us. And we're in great seats and all that. And I talked about it on the air the next day. Like, Jerry was staring at me the whole show. It was kind of awkward. But the story I didn't tell that he then told was, he told Foxwoods, they knew I was there, to invite me back to his green room before the show and to bring my friends. And I said, no, thank you. And he was turned off by the fact that I said no.
Yeah.
And I said, I did it out of respect. Like, I know what it's like. You don't talk to random people before you go and do your thing. I thought I was being a good friend by not bringing seven strangers with me. Oh, Jerry Seinfeld. Oh, I love you. I love Seinfeld. You know, And he goes,
I love the contest episode.
Yeah. He's like, you could have gone on the jet with me back home. You could have really built a friendship with me, but you have no idea how to be friends with celebrities, so we're done.
Wow.
And that's the last time I talked to him. Yeah.
You really
pissed
them off.
I was like, I did you a favor. Seven fewer pictures, seven fewer autographs.
Right.
Like, I don't need to go to the green room. I know you. Like, I don't want to go to the green room.
Right.
Yeah, he's like, you moron.
Yeah, you
and
blew it.
That was the last time we talked.
You blew
it. So there you go. I totally blew it, I guess.
Totally blew it with Seinfeld.
I don't know how I'm going to live the rest of my life without having a friendship with one of the top five American comics of all time.
Yeah.
Right? Mount Rushmore?
Oh, I would think.
George Carlin.
I mean, as Jerry far as Seinfeld. Stand-up, I don't know if I would put him, I don't know if I would put him there in stand-up. Overall comedian because the show is so special.
You probably have to go
but
generational,
stand-up,
to be fair.
I don't,
like
yeah.
Richard Pryor,
yeah.
Eddie Murphy's stand-up, still two of the best stand-ups of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't want to be disrespectful.
I think Chris Rock has to be in the top five with
yeah, I don't
his success
think
now.
There's not
Dave
a Matt
Chappelle
Rushmore.
Has to be in the top five.
Love Chappelle, except for the last two. The last two. Not. I'm a huge fan of Chappelle's.
Yeah.
I think Chappelle is different than everyone alive today in comedy. Didn't love the last two. But, you know, that's the way it goes.
Can't even say I've seen them.
Can't hit home runs all the time. Sometimes you hit doubles. Sometimes you hit singles. There you go. Program
story.
Director told me that once.
Really?
Stop trying to hit home runs every segment. Singles are good, too. Shut up, moron.
And yet you continue to hit them
that's
every single
segment.
That's what I do.
Segment. Andy is in Long Island on the fan. Andy, what's going on, kiddo?
Gentlemen, awesome show. And like Mikey said, I like it. Go Buchanan, go Buchanan, go Buchanan, go Buchanan. Go Pat, go. Go Pat, go. Buy all of Pat Buchanan's books. Go Buchanan, go Buchanan, go. Go, go, baby. Welcome home, Greg.
Thank you. Appreciate that. There you go. Every other host would have hung up on
him. Yeah, you let him
you tire
himself out.
You got to do his thing. Because it's so he's like, what am I doing? I got to stop. Oh,
the
great.
Go Buchanan go guy.
Yeah, I love that guy. Sam is in Rockland. Sammy, what's going on, kiddo?
Nothing much. Great show as always.
Thank you. You're
I was talking about the Jets with their number two pick.
Yeah.
I think that they should trade back out of it and build a team. It doesn't help to have a quarterback with no team.
What are you getting for the second pick overall if nobody wants a quarterback at two? You'll get something,
so
but what are you getting?
So you could for sure get two first-round picks. You could build an O-line, build a D-line,
yeah.
Build a team. And draft.
By the way, Sam, do you have a nickname? Like, do your buddies call you something other than Sam? Like, do they have, like, do you have no nickname? You're not, I don't know, like, amongst your friends, like, Captain Boring or anything like that? Like, they just call you Sam?
Is that all?
Yep.
All right, it's a solid name. I'm just wondering. You might want to take on the new moniker. Just putting it out there for you.
They call him Sammy Pushback.
Sammy,
he never lets anything go, that Sammy. You say something negative to him, he comes right back at you.
Go. All right, we take a quick break. 888-808-1019. We'll see what happens with Harbaugh. I assume he's still there. We'll see if we can talk to Connor or Pat next hour and get a sense of what the latest is on that. Obviously, we'll get to some baseball coming up in just a little bit because the New York Mets lost out on Ranger Suarez, who signs a, 5-year, 130, was it?
Yes.
$130 million deal for the Boston Red Sox. So another pitching prospect, or a big one, that the Mets, people thought the Mets might make a run at. And still no word on Kyle Tucker, but lots of football coming your way as well. As Ty Simpson is in the draft, said no to $6.5 million in Miami. And the New York Jets are essentially on the clock because Mendoza is going to be a Raider. What do the Jets do? And will the Giants wake up tomorrow morning with a new head coach? Lots cooking here on The Fan.
We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. This week's football hot performer, sponsored by Edison HVAC, is Puka Nacua. He had 10 catches for 111 yards and two touchdowns in the win over Carolina. If your current heating system is over 15 years old, you need a hot new performer in a high-efficiency carrier system. There's only one company to call, I tell you, Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts for over 38 years. Older heating systems waste gas. You know it. I know it. Your uncle knows it. So make sure your system is a hot performer and save money now with Edison Heating and Cooling. Contact them at Edison HVAC or Edison HVAC. .com. All right, this Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ, precision cooking, effortless results. ChefIQ.com. All right, just real quick. What are the, I like to use baseball for these. What are the Yankees and Mets doing? Because right now, yes, we're waiting to see Kyle Tucker, and we'll get into that with Craig. But they have not impacted this rotation at all. And 5 years at $130 million for Ranger Suarez is not a bad contract. If you are not willing to do that, how are you going to impact the starting rotation? Framber Valdez is going to get the same contract. Framber Valdez is going to get the same contract or better. Are you willing to give it to him? I doubt it. Are you going to go trade for Peralta? How are you impacting the starting rotation, Mets? And then for the Yankees, the Boston Red Sox continue to make moves. It's time to wake up. I like Weathers. It's a good young pitching, and we'll see if that could set up them being able to go trade for more because now they have a lot of pitching depth that they can trade from. But the Boston Red Sox have a starting rotation now of Garrett Crochet, Sonny Gray, Ranger Suarez, and Bayo. That's a top four that's pretty damn formidable. The Boston Red Sox, although they did lose Bregman, and we can laugh at that, continue to get better. Do something, these two teams! And that was the Fan Focus, and it's sponsored by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire, nobody.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.